figured, elephants never forget. Therefore, they know who's allowed in. And I haven't tested it yet, but I'm pretty sure elephants have amazing perception and can see through disguises. And they're so darn cute, too. Well, I guess we'll never find out now, will we? Oh, greetings, Podquesters. Sorry, you caught me in a bit of a rant there. Welcome back to Intelligence Check. Last episode, our heroes were assigned 3 trials of defense. We all chipped in repairing the northern fortress and hiring new guards, with me giving an eloquent speech, Flag intimidating them into accepting the offer, Tor putting up the gold as payment in wrath, rolling a 1 in persuasion. Well, perhaps he was distracted by the local librarian. As for the third trial, I don't want to talk about it. If they can't see the brilliance of my elephant defense stratagem, well, then I guess they need to roll another intelligence check.
We're back!
Never mind, cut that.
Alright, so the trials of the fence have been completed. You guys did fabulous. That actually
we built the best fence ever.
You built a good wall. Thanks you made them pay for it.
Thanks to coin and
actually, we paid for it.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to florid speeches and intimidation and paying money.
And money.
So you guys head back. Another good day of work. As you guys are sort of winding down and everything, you notice that Leech and Natasha kind of go off on their own, and they're heading distinctly towards the training fields.
Well, well.
Plenty of socks in my...
on the training fields?
Oh, yeah.
You also notice the hawk that earlier came in, bit Wrath, has returned now and seems to be sticking around.
Does it have the tip of his nose?
Oh, it's still
chewing. Got your nose.
It just took a little peck earlier.
Took a little pecker.
So does anybody else want to do anything? I'm just winding down time here.
Is the bird just chilling? Like,
yeah, it's just chilling around.
Does it look delicious?
Roll.
I'm curious. I'm just checking.
Yes, for some. It is the most, like, you are like, that not only tastes like chicken, it tastes like the best chicken.
Wait, so did he eat my bird?
He gave it a lick.
Just looked and said it looks.
Looks very gamey. I'm super gamey. You don't want to touch this bird.
It's a super gamey bird?
Right. Yes. Yes. This is my new friend, even though he's a little bit of a jerk. And I will be calling him Beaker.
So, anybody else want to wind down with anything in the city or any comments, concerns, complaints?
I still can't believe you guys haven't asked me about the earlier encounter with Beaker, but I'm okay with that. My character is perfectly fine.
What a man does with his bird in a private.
Okay. I'm not there.
No, all I'm right, I'll training bring. So, the
so does Beaker.
Oh. Get out.
Oh. Go to the fruit market and pick up a honeydew.
Too far, too far.
Yes, he did. He did give me something earlier, and I'm not particularly proud of this, but it's a court summons. I've been summoned to appear in a pending lawsuit. It's a little embarrassing, but I'll deal with that later.
Nothing. Court summons.
Do you want to go into your business at this point? Because it really hasn't been discussed.
Wrath is a little slow to trust.
Okay.
So he might.
Built a gate together.
I mean, you guys build a gate. I wandered around town like.
Okay, that's true. You went there. So,
right. Looking fair for enough. A dude that I could not find.
You were thinking about the summons.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been going to the library. I've been doing legal research. Into this pending court case. Unfortunately, I'm as bad of a lawyer as I am a ranger. So this could go poorly.
Court case is what I call my backpack.
How long were you sitting on that?
I got a million of them.
Good news keep them in the pack.
We now have a 7th roommate.
Ah.
It's a bird. It's Beaker.
It's Beaker? Is he a legal eagle?
He's going to be staying with us from now on.
I know he's a hawk, but it's
so. Anybody want to accomplish anything else in the city before you just go nap time?
I'm just going to keep eyeing up his bird.
Okay.
I'm going to go buy some seasonings.
All right.
Very eye him.
Deal.
Extremely gamey. I'm going to buy a spit and rotisserie. Just to have around.
You never know if you have to go outside of the city.
And this might not help with those trust issues I described earlier, but that's fine.
All right, so that's it?
Yeah.
All right, everybody hits the hay. Same thing as every morning. You get the knock early the next day.
I wake up first. I knock on the door before they can.
Whoa.
I'm like, huh, time to get up.
They still drag you out. So you go to the Great Hall, and at this point, you guys are noticing there are distinctly less people there, about 15 less than there were previously. Again, broad estimate, not a rough, exact number. So people are either quitting or dying.
How does this fit into your odd sheet?
I collect all the money anytime anyone... The more people die, the more money I get to keep.
Excellent.
I'm doing okay so far.
Where is this money
congratulations.
From?
Sadly, the best numbers are on me. So. And if I make it, then I'm still looking pretty good.
Is it all your money that you're putting into this and you're just getting your own money?
He's who betting with himself.
Oh, yeah. Cards.
Oh, the cards. Oh, okay.
I'd all like right. to put some money on Tor.
All right, you could do that.
You guys we'll work out the numbers out. Later. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so the councilmen are there again. The disheveled one's kind of nervously looking around, acting as he always does. And the taller guy, being just as snooty as normal, and says, while that was not the best example for a completion of the competition, I will say it was quite fast. So kudos to you.
Boy, he is a dick.
Oh, yeah. The next competition is a bit different than how we normally go, and I do apologize for it's embarrassing for me to even say this, but between all the things that have happened to our city recently, our treasury is drained. So the next
I move my gold pouch behind me.
That's what they mean. Everybody's bet against you.
No, you just need to donate. Put the money in now, and you'll see results.
So for the next competition, hand over all your gold. So for the next competition, everyone must acquire 1,000 gold and donate it towards the treasury to rebuild our empire. We are not a wealthy land. You're going to either have to pony up what you have on your own or seek employment throughout the kingdom. You do have a month to acquire the money, and I've heard tale that there might be treasures or something out in the hills. I don't really know. You'll have to ask around the locals. But if you want to stay in the competition, 1,000 gold it will cost. Again, you have a month's time due diligence.
Each?
Oh, each, sir.
Was I correct in hearing you earlier that some people just quit?
Again, you may quit at any time. Jack,
but you told me before that I had to finish the thing to leave.
Well, you can quit, but you can't go home. You're stuck here until the competition is over.
Oh.
Can I just wonder. Borrow some money?
Sure, how much are you looking for?
Just about 1,000 or so.
Okay, well, here... No!
Oh, almost worked. Persuasion check!
My character's barely listening to this. I've been eating at the Continental Breakfast Buffet that I'm assuming is set each morning in the castle.
Yeah. Wait, how are they affording this giant buffet, then?
They have food. They don't have gold.
They don't have any money.
They take the peasants' food.
Ah, Continental Breakfast.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're not putting meats out. They're still pretty cheap. It's like oatmeal and some shitty cornflakes.
Half an orange.
I was going to say, there's some, like, stale Fruit Loops in there. It's not great.
People eat like kings.
So that is up to you guys how you want to handle that. I don't think anyone has 1,000 gold sitting around.
No. Not on me.
No.
So, just for the sake of brevity, you can search around town to see if anybody's hiring for anything. You can also try to look into, talk to people, see if there's any legends or lore about creatures or things like that that might have stockpiles nearby.
Is there a wealthier section of town?
Yes.
I'd like to know how pretty the bard is, and can I pimp him out?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. It's going to take a while to get 1,000 gold.
They ask for their money. Oh, okay.
I want to break down the metal in the fence and turn that into money.
I like that.
Strip the copper wire.
That's a totally different
trial. That competition's over.
It's over. We won.
It's worth only like 25 gold.
Well, I can put that with my 24 and be far away from my goal.
Wrath will pull these guys aside and the roommates and be like, look.
When you say the roommates, is that Kaylee and...
Yes, okay. All six of them, yes. I don't know what you guys are planning. You seem pretty competent in the fray. I tend to specialize in dungeon exploring. I do a little bit of it back home, make a little bit of a business out of it, and I feel I could probably find us some good places to explore that could be pretty profitable. If you're interested, I could use some strong arms and hammers and such.
If it would expedite me to my end, I will be with you.
Fancy talking. That's not my voice.
It's not like my voice.
It's
my internal monologue.
If it would expedite me, I'll...
I am the...
I was the Primal Love.
Sure, why not? Besides, I can always hit up the wealthier section of town on the way back. Just, you know, catch the sights.
Yeah, that's what you want.
A couple of cut purses.
It may take some time to find suitable locations to explore.
I will assist in gathering intel in any way I can.
Appreciate it.
Go stomp to those hills while you do that.
All right, I mean, you guys have the option. You can just blatantly walk out into the fields and try to search. It's not going to be easy. I can't guarantee what you'll stumble across.
Digging through the grass? Here?
I'll tell you what.
Well, if you see a giant cave, you can go in. I just can't guarantee that it's not a dragon intended for 20 levels from now.
I tell you what. You guys gather information. I'll start our fundraising, and I'll make sure to pool things together for us while you guys are getting information. Let me know, and I'll help out. That way we have a good start. I'll be in the wealthier section of town. And I actually am wondering if I can just do a quick check, find some marks, roll for pickpocketing, and use my sleight of hand. And I don't know if you can let me just do a roll and maybe get a basis of...
I will let you roll, and you can pickpocket. People do not walk around with 1,000 gold in their purse.
Oh, no, they don't. I'm not expecting them. But I'm hoping... Because I target... I only target the people who can afford to lose this. I'm, you know, personal code and all that, but
I will let you get gold through this. I'm just letting you know you're not going
to
hate
yourself. Oh, no. But I'm saying to start our funds.
Yeah, certainly. Yes, yeah, that's fine.
But if he gets caught, he could go to jail and all that.
Yeah.
Probably.
Have fun.
Yes, probably.
We can do it with 5.
But you know what? If these guys aren't donating, they're part of the town here.
I don't understand what he means, so I just think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. I'm just going to start our crowdsourcing and literally going into the crowd and getting some resources. So, yes.
Godspeed,
Fairbard.
You said a little GoFundMe booth up. If I become emperor.
Come on. Kickstarter. I'm going to kick you until you give me enough money.
What are you three doing?
Well, we need to figure out where we can get some good loot. So,
I'll go to the bar, see if I can talk around there.
Okay.
I've been failing miserably in the library, so...
Give it another go.
You are due, my friend.
Yeah, let's just say I've been building familiarity with the library, figuring out where everything is.
She thinks you're cute, not gonna lie.
What's that?
She thinks you're cute.
Oh, yeah? Nice. Well, yeah, I'm pretty dashing. That's one thing I got going for me. So, yeah, I'm going to look for more historical references that might give me some hints in the library.
Okay, tour.
I guess see if they can make any contacts and find more information.
Anywhere in particular or just me?
No, same place that I got my letter sent.
Okay, all right, cool.
So I'm going to work my charm on the library.
All right, let's start there. You walk into the library and she says, "Hey, baby."
That's going to haunt my nightmares.
Hello there, you.
Grandpa Simpson sassy. Walking in, putting the hat on the thing, seeing the...
Oh, there's the Simpsons right
there. There you go. Got it. I'll sweet talk her a little bit.
All right. Go ahead and roll seduction.
Oh, yeah?
I'm proficient in seduction.
I have a good performance skill.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, go for it. I'll take that.
That's gonna be an 11.
All together?
Yeah.
I thought you said good.
Yeah, well, I think that's the best role I've had.
I'll take it. She's actually going for it, and she's, kind of fawning over you a little.
Nice. So, hey, you, happen to know where I could find, maybe some good leads on some exciting, adventures in the area?
Bedroom.
Are you just
proposition? Yeah, she definitely thinks you're
well, maybe he could gigolo this chick.
Well, I'll tell you what, I get off at 11.
I'm gonna look forward to that. In the meantime, I, you know, need to keep my mind preoccupied, so I'm not just standing around thinking about that all day. So.
Oh, I get that. I love the books.
Yeah.
What can I help you with?
Particularly interested in where we could find some maybe some dungeons with some treasure.
God, she wants to see your bookworm.
Dungeons, treasure. Eh? There's a lot of things out there, but not many people writes the books. But, you know what? I do seem to remember a story about a ship that went down near here. Hold on.
Oh, keep talking, baby. Really
Tony Soprano halfway through that.
Look, it's hard. I got a lot of voices going.
I hope you're rolling the dive on that grenade for the team there, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to roll for that.
she gets off again at 11:05.
She goes for a while looking through the books, and she finally pulls out basically a historic ledger about ship passage. And she finds a story about a ship that was actually carrying a large cargo of gold and went down right off the coast, pretty close by. She mentions that in my voice because the other one's starting to hurt. Some people, many people have tried to find it, but no one's ever returned. And in general, that entire area of the Empire lands is considered pretty dangerous.
Okay. I ask her if anybody else has asked about this sort of thing recently, in like the last couple hours.
Well, definitely not. And
perfect.
If you want me to keep it secret, I'll do that for you, sweetie.
That would be
if fantastic. It helps you. I do have a blindness spell.
Well, I mean, have we even said this is? Is it just the voice? Maybe she's really attractive.
Oh, no, she's very attractive.
Yeah, yeah.
She's very attractive. She
just, I have a deafness like Marvin spell. Monroe.
I do have prestidigitation. Or is that a minor illusion where I can just change the sound of things?
You actually could. Yeah.
It's obviously cold season in this town. And
sure. I apologize to our female listeners.
Well, I... all right. I'm going to take that knowledge. I let her know that I'll see her soon.
All right. And, she gives you a wink and a pat on the butt as you leave.
Great. Much appreciated.
Meanwhile, back at the tavern.
I want to go up to the bar and actually talk to the barkeep. They hear a lot of things.
All right. Yeah. What do you hear?
Things.
Stuff and things.
First of all, I try to order a milk.
He gives you a funny look, but he pours your milk and slides it over to you. It is, even though it is the tavern, it's actually the local inn as well.
Oh, okay.
So they do serve varying things, but he's definitely giving you a quizzical look as he slides it over to you.
Thank you so much, sir. I was wondering if you had heard of any adventuring opportunities? One may partake if they wanted to gain some quick coin.
For the competition?
Well, yeah.
Of course. I'll tell you the same thing I told everybody else. A ton of monsters out there. You could try your luck. But I do know far to the north, near that gate you guys were working on, there's actually a mountain range. And there's a crow that hangs about that area, and every time a merchant comes in or out, they tell me about the complaint. That guy swoops down, steals a gold coin, a trinket, something like that, flies back away, takes it to his nest. It's high up there. It's dangerous, man. Everybody knows about it. No one's ever made it up that cliff. But it's been years. He's got to have a pretty good haul up there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the information. And I give him 3 gold, isn't it?
He picks it up, does the obligatory bite of the gold coin, seems amazed that it's real. I was like, thank you, man.
Thank you.
So, I'm going to disguise myself first before I attempt any of this tomfoolery, so that way if I do get caught, I can try and escape and then...
Go ahead and roll.
I have to roll for disguise?
Yeah. You can't just...
Oh, I guess it would be deception?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 14 plus 5, 19.
All right, yeah, you're very well disguised. Do you want to give any...
Hello! I'm Mrs. Doubtfire.
She didn't sound like my wife when she was drunk.
Sorry.
I pass by, hear this, and turn around.
I'm just doing my thing. So, yeah, and I will begin finding some of the wealthier targets and just trying to shake, you know...
Are you actually attempting thief, or are you really just marking at this point?
Well, I'm marked, but I know I actually am going to... I'm assuming it's a crowded... It's during the daytime.
Yeah.
It's,
all right, so if you are in, you can either go to the shopping area, and you'll have more targets and be easier to get away with, but variety of money. Mm-hmm. Or you can try to go to the wealthier area, but it's far more
security.
Exclusive, and there's not going to be less people walking around, a lot more security.
I mean, to be honest,
it'll be harder, but better payoff.
I'm only going to target the... people who can afford to lose it, as I was taught by my old mentor.
Okay. Then you're going to head towards the richer district, because the lesser people,
yes,
they don't have a whole lot.
Okay. And when I roll, would this be a sleight of hand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just random targets.
Yep. All right. Actually, first, give me a roll of 1d10. Actually, I'm going to change that. Make it
2d6. 2d6. 5. And 3. 8.
All right, so you see 8 suitable targets.
Okay.
So go ahead and give me quick in fast succession a series of rolls on that.
6 plus 5, 11. 6 plus 5, 11. 8 plus 5, 13. Yes. 16 plus 5, 21. 9 plus 5, 14. 17 plus 5, 22. 19 plus 5, 24. 7 plus 5, 12.
So the good news is you didn't get caught on any of them.
Woo! Yeah,
the bad news is only 3 of them actually paid off. But go ahead and roll 1d20. Actually, no. I'm going to take that back again. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Roll 1d10 3 times.
2, 7, 2.
All right, so you walk away with 110 gold.
All right, that's something.
Not so, a bad day's work.
No, yeah, not at all.
Not shabby.
Keep in mind, you just robbed a bunch of people. Oh, so yes. But I wouldn't recommend continually doing that.
No, but they could afford it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, be wary about keep doing that, because security 110? Will go up as it goes. Yes, sir.
All right, I'm up to 235.
Moving on up.
I sing that as I walk away. Oh. Hello, thank you.
Thank you for robbing them.
Hello, you just lightened your load. You're welcome. Thank you, and you're welcome.
Mike, anything in particular you're really doing, or just kind of meandering in?
Oh, I sent a message up to the network to see if I can get any information on something to do.
Oh, good call. Go ahead and roll 1d20.
The network.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, you know, you didn't bother about your scroll. You shouldn't be from the
network. Oh, yeah, scroll.
14. Okay, give me one second. All right, you make a couple contacts. They keep pointing you the way. You enter the tavern. You see Blag sitting there drinking a glass of milk, but Blag, roll perception. Don't get a 20, please.
That's a 20?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, don't get a 20.
Well, if it, roll a 20.
That's a 20? I'm going to get a 20.
That's a 6. What do I add to that?
Wisdom. So 0. And...
Oh, okay. No, I got...
Oh, no, yeah.
2.
Yeah.
So, 8. Oh,
yeah. 2? I thought you had plus 3.
Not on wisdom.
Oh, okay.
Plus 2.
My mistake. So, it's still not enough. You don't notice that he comes in. And,
smooth.
You actually are led to the tavern by your contacts, and they actually tell you to go to that same lady that you tried to approach before about the betting. So you head over to her, and she's kind of already rolling her eyes as she sees you approach. And she's like, I already told you I'm not in the gameplay. I don't remember her voice, so I'm just going with this.
I think it's the same voice.
Okay, good.
I'm looking for a better score. I need information.
Well, that's what I deal with. What kind of information are you looking for?
Need to get a hold of some cash quick.
Well, there's lots of ways we can do that. What kind of trade are you into?
None. Violent, at most. At least not to innocent. I don't mind taking out a monster.
Okay, so... You're at pest removal, then. This is sort of what you're looking for.
Yes.
All right. Let me see what I got here. She kind of pulls out a little binder, starts flipping through. She mentions the same crow that...
Not like... doing heights.
All right, so she's like, all right, hold on. Let me page through what I got here. I do have a... Someone's looking to have something lifted. You do any lifting?
Do you lift, bro?
You lift, bro?
Okay.
It's item retrieval, I should say.
Oh, item retrieval. I can do that.
There is, in the castle, a imperial wizard. Nice chap. Very kind. But he has a book that a friend of mine is interested in learning more about. And if that could be achieved, he's willing to pay the sum of 2,000 gold.
Sounds good. Anything else?
I have nothing, but the mercenaries over there, if you're looking just for some work, sometimes they can point you in the right direction.
Yeah. I slip her the appropriate amount of money.
Okay, thank you.
And then I go to the mercenaries, and they ask them, they're looking for work.
It's the same guys you talked to before, so you come over, and they're like, yay! And they're raising their beer glasses, they're loving their new job and stuff. And they're like, yeah, we're not really in the mercenary work anymore, but, you know, some of us still
do still hear things.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know... It's always good to have some extra goals, so we occasionally take the odd mission, but there's a big caravan moving through. Happens all the time. Gotta be completely honest with you. This thing is typically a rip. But they offer you 10,000 gold. All you gotta do is guard us through Kobold Pass. There's always a little bit of a snippet here. You can't make it through Kobold Pass without getting hit by a ton of kobolds. And they're gonna raid the caravan as they do so. They're going to tell you up front, and it is true. The more they lose to these kobolds, the less you get paid. No one's ever made it out of there with a gold coin. You managed to actually hold those kobolds off. 10,000 gold. And we're talking hundreds, though. We're not talking 12. Hundreds.
1,200. Got it.
Do I hear any? Do I overhear any of this since I'm in the bar?
I'm just going to tell you. Don't worry.
Well,
we'll say you overheard that one. You didn't overhear when you're talking to
right. Am I in the bar? Roll to just... see if I get drunk.
I shoot at the darkness. But yeah, you overhear that because the mercenaries are loud and boisterous.
I said we all start meeting back up.
Yeah, I'm headed back to the tavern too. The idea floats across my mind to see if I can gather a card game, but with a buy-in to make sure that certain people can only afford to play. I have a special card deck that I like to use.
Uh-huh.
I like to cheat at games of chance.
You shouldn't tell them, eh?
Well, now they know.
And knowing is half the battle.
And the other half?
Bloody, bloody board.
All right, I can get into that.
Sold.
All right, I think I'm good up just to meet up and be like, oh, well, I seem to have at least raised our funds by at least 110 so far.
Ah, wonderful, friend. I'm actually down 4 gold.
Okay, let me just balance
you're
that
not
out.
Handling the money.
What's the ledger?
Tipped him 3 gold for milk?
And information.
It will cost a copper. That's a hell of a tip.
I guess I come back to the tavern also.
Okay.
Right, so, everybody.
That is up to you guys to discuss. You guys got 4 good...
are there any
passes? I do want to say OOC out of character that those were the 4 I prepared, and I didn't intend for you guys to be able to stumble on them all. So well done for you guys. You and Mike, I didn't even have that one prepped. Who you talked to is actually leader of the Thieves Guild, but the route took you, or not a leader, but a
ooh,
member of
Thieves
the Thieves Guild,
huh?
Member of the Thieves Guild.
Yeah, they figured they
crossed
paths. You
don't know that unless he tells you. And
but I do have a certain hand signal. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. But anyhow, so kudos to you because that actually required a little bit of interpretive work there.
Cool.
So discuss amongst yourselves. You got 4 paths. You can try them all, but keep in mind that other people might be getting the same information, with the exception of somebody who held off
that's right.
a little bit of sunken treasure to me.
Yeah.
But
so I let them know about that, though.
I like the risk reward on the cobalt.
That's
quick, easy money.
No, not that easy. But it is a pretty good payoff.
They are all life-threatening, just so you
sure.
know.
Climbing a mountain doesn't sound like much fun.
No, I have 0 dexterity, too, so not that interested for me.
Agreed. While it's been years, I do not believe that this crow could have amassed such a treasure.
Yeah. So I would say either the ship or the kobolds.
What was the deal with the ship?
Underwater, so...
Well, is it underwater?
Something ship.
Yeah.
Sunken. Yeah, that's difficult. That sounds like it's kobolds, then.
That's right.
So, while they're all talking about this, too, I kind of use some of my knowledge, as I have an illicit past, and I know to look for the certain areas and things like that, because I realized I didn't use this as a resource of information, but probably try to talk to any possible members of the Thieves Guild.
All right, we'll do that at another moment.
Separate time.
Good call, good idea, just not the second. So what is your opinion on the...
I believe... It would be the kobolds. What do they have in Cobalt Canyon?
Popsicles?
Dragons. Tons of gold dragons.
But they're not as big.
Do we want to tell our other roommates?
Oh, yeah, we need bodies.
I was going to say, just so you guys know, I have set things, but Topushka and Kaylin are always... Katie are always doing...
K something.
Yeah, K. We'll just call her K for now. That K is doing... But you guys can always try to get them to go along with your journeys.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, it's worth it.
At least Babushka. Kaylee's not really...
Well, we don't know what she can do in battle.
I'd like to give her a shot. She tries to protect me.
Yeah, if not, she's taking a hit for someone at least.
That's true. She does have a good shield.
We need bodies for this.
We'll need to do a couple jobs to be able to pay for all of us. So. All
right.
Then, I agree.
Let's I guess we go back to the room. And
yes.
When
we
they come
prep
back,
our spells and all that.
Also, I keep an eye on the time for 11 o'clock. I've got a date with a certain librarian.
Oh, good call. All right, so you guys heading out after 11 then?
That's when she gets off work.
Yeah, all right, so 11
o'clock. You old dog.
Does anybody want to do anything before 11?
When does the thing leave, the caravan?
For convenience sake, we'll say tomorrow.
Okay.
Card game. See what I can get from that and hopefully not get in trouble.
Anybody else?
I'm going to try and convince Babushka to come along with us,
okay.
Since we've established a rapport.
Wonderful. Let's start with
I'll just say there's a buy-in of 50 gold coins if they want to play. See if there's any takers.
Whoa, okay.
I told you, it needs to be a little steep.
I'm going
to
say that you're not going to find anybody.
Well, then how about 20?
If you paid a mercenary 12 gold for a month's worth of work.
Okay, yeah, maybe I don't know. Look, the value of the gold has kind of gone down.
Let me explain it to you. The vast majority of this world deals in copper.
Okay.
Copper.
Okay, that so would be a good going rate then.
50 copper.
50 copper?
I would say gold is
pretty
pricey.
Gold? 1 gold? All right, 1 gold buy-in.
All right, go ahead and roll a...
Sleight of hand using my deceptive cards.
Yeah.
Seven
plus...
What
do your deceptive cards do for you?
I don't know if they do anything. I just have specific... I have trick cards.
All right, I'll give you advantage of it.
Yeah, okay. 12, and it was plus 5 for my sleight of hand check.
Okay, good.
Or is it deception? Either way, it's 5. Never mind. So it's 17.
D4.
What?
2d4.
1. One.
Walk
yay!
Two gold.
Yay! All right, that's two more, gentlemen. I've
He's
got about
made
half
my deficit. It's almost covered your chin. Sorry, Leech, what did you say you were doing?
I was going to try and convince Babushka to go with us.
Okay, you go talk to... I'm sorry?
And K, too, yeah?
Well, I was just going to talk... I actually kind of steer clear of K very sheepishly.
Okay. I like it. Yeah. Blag goes and talks to Babushka, and it's you don't even have to roll. She's,
oh, okay.
She's of course, she's like,
she's
of course,
on board.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
She definitely agrees, and she's like, do you want to go train in the training yard a little before?
I would like that very much, yes. Okay.
So Babushka and Blag go back off and to the training field, and she starts going over some of her monk training with you.
Excellent.
And so we go back to Mr. Rath.
Engagements.
It is 11 o'clock.
Wait outside the window.
Dressed to your nines, or
I don't have a change of clothes with me. So
that is true.
I'm always dressed in my.
That's true. I was going to say you have a pretty nice outfit going. Mm-hmm.
Hey Rath, just let me know if you need me to wait outside. I have my pan flute and I'm ready for some careless whisper.
I appreciate that.
There's one thing I've got going for me. It's my charm and my good looks. I think I should be okay.
I think the roles will determine what you actually have your charm and your looks going for you.
In theory, I have charm and good looks going for me.
So 11 o'clock rolls around, and as you kind of get there early, late, on time? Exactly.
I'm there at 11.
On the dot?
Yeah.
Okay. So you walk out as you see her step out and close the library. You notice before that there's clearly an apartment above, and you assume that's hers. And so she comes out, and she is dressed in a really nice dress, like probably above her pay grade and everything, and some nice jewelry on, and she's definitely trying to, like, charm you.
So can you sell the dress for some of our gold?
Yes, to get it first.
That doesn't seem like it's
well, that's
going
to be as fun.
Real fast. So she walks us out.
Okay, I ask her what's fun to do in this town.
You big boy.
You know what? I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
You big boy.
I go with it.
All right.
Direct.
Enter job. I don't feel like a role is needed because she clearly seduced you. So
I think she should roll to seduce him.
He said he went for it. There's
I roll the kiss.
You know, it's consensual roll.
No, no, I want to see how good of a kiss I
okay, have. I will allow this. Charisma.
That's going to be 12.
It's a good kiss.
Nice.
I've had better.
Beginning of high school level kiss. It's not bad.
Okay, okay.
All right, I need you to do 1d20 and add your constitution modifier.
Well, that sounds dangerous. That's 18.
18? Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, it is the very, very late morning by the time he comes strolling back in, and he looks tired.
Block of shame.
I don't understand.
We're not surprised.
We'll talk to you when you're older.
Sorry for the time jump there, but I just thought that was...
That's perfect. That's where it was going.
Okay, so you guys prep for going out on your journey to Kobold Cavern.
And so our heroes head towards Kobold Canyon. Cavern. Or maybe it's Pass. I think I heard that at some point. Whatever it's called. How will they possibly survive? Why did they decide the best money-making option was entering a gorge full of monsters? And will the DM ever get Kaylee's name right? I think the players aren't the only ones who need to roll an intelligence check.